Condenser fan motor replacement and getting rotation right. How to spec and replace a condenser fan motor. Matching HP, RPM, voltage, rotation, and shaft, and how to make sure the new motor turns the right way and moves air up and out the top. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is, the condenser fan pulls air across the outdoor coil to reject the heat the system absorbed inside. When that motor fails, head pressure climbs, the compressor runs hot and can trip on overload, and cooling falls off. Replacement is routine, but it's easy to botch the rotation or mismatch the specs and end up with a motor that spins backward, moves the wrong amount of air, or burns out early. Getting the match and the rotation right is the whole job. How it works? A condenser fan motor is usually a PSC motor with a run capacitor mounted vertically with a shaft pointing down, shaft down in most residential split systems, turning a blade that pulls air up through the coil and out the top. The blade's pitch and the motor's rotation direction have to agree so air moves the correct way, up and out, not recirculating down into the unit. A PSC motor's rotation is fixed by its internal wiring. You pick a motor that turns the direction you need, or in some replacement motors you select rotation by which lead you use. Reverse rotation moves far less air even if the fan looks like it's spinning, because the blade is pitched for one direction. In the field, check the replacement by matching these. Horsepower e.g. 1/4, 1/3, 1/2 HP, match it. Undersizing overheats, oversizing wastes and may overspeed the blade. RPM, condenser fans are typically 825 or 1075 RPM, match it so airflow and noise stay right. Voltage, match the unit 208/230 volts is typical residential. Run capacitor micro F, match the cap the motor calls for, replace the cap with the motor as a matter of habit. Rotation, CW or CCW as viewed from a stated reference, usually the shaft end or the lead end. This is the one people get wrong. Read the old motor's rotation and the new motor's spec carefully. Shaft diameter and length, and mounting, must fit the blade and the bracket. Number of speeds/leads, most are single speed, wire per the diagram on the new motor. Set it up right. Note the blade's position on the old shaft before you pull it. The blade should sit at the correct depth in the orifice/shroud so it isn't rubbing or buried. Reinstall the blade at the same depth. Confirm rotation before fully buttoning up. With the blade on, a quick power-up should pull air up and out the top. Feel for upward airflow and watch that air is being drawn through the coil, not blown down into it. Match the run cap and double-check the lead landing against the new motor's wiring diagram. Motors from different makers don't share a universal color code. Normal values and targets. Common condenser fan RPM, 825 or 1075 RPM. Match the original. Common HP, 1/4 to 1/2 HP for residential condensers. Run cap for a condenser fan motor, commonly in the 5 to 10 micro F range, 370 volts or 440 volts, use what the motor specifies. Fan motor amp draw should land at or under the motor's nameplate FLA. High draw points to a wrong/overloaded motor, a dragging bearing, or wrong rotation forcing the blade. Blade depth, set so the blade tip sit properly within the shroud/orifice per the original position, not protruding high or sunk low. Common faults and what they mean. New motor spins but the unit still runs hot/high head to wrong rotation, the blade's moving little air. Verify air comes up and out the top. Motor runs hot and short cycles on its internal overload to undersized HP, wrong RPM forcing the blade, or a weak/wrong run cap. Motor hums, won't start, or needs a spin to go to dead or wrong run capacitor. Replace with the correct micro F. Excess noise/vibration to blade set at wrong depth, wrong RPM, bent blade, or unbalanced. Recheck blade and mounting. Fan motor and bearings drag and pull high amps to failing bearings, often what killed the original. Confirm the replacement spins freely. Tech tips and gotchas. Rotation is the rookie trap. A PSC condenser motor's direction is set by its design or its lead selection. If you grab a motor that turns the wrong way, the fan looks fine spinning, but barely moves air. Head pressure stays high, and you'll think the compressor or charge is the problem. Always confirm air is being pulled up and out the top before you call it done. Note the blade depth before removing the old motor. Set the new blade at the same height in the shroud. Too high and it whistles and moves less air, too low and it can rub or stall airflow. Replace the run cap with the motor every time. The old cap may have contributed to the original failure, and a weak cap will hand you a comeback on a brand new motor. A universal replacement motor often supports multiple voltages, mounting patterns, and sometimes selectable rotation via the wiring. Read its diagram. Don't assume the old motor's wire colors carry over. When a condenser fan motor fails, check why. Locked or dragging bearings often come from heat and weather. A chronically failing fan motor circuit can also point to low or high voltage stressing the windings. Safety/code notes. De-energize at the disconnect within sight of the unit required per NEC Article 440 and discharge the run capacitor before wiring. The replacement motor must match the original's electrical readings and be the listed equivalent. Mismatched HP/RPM affects the equipment's rated airflow and heat rejection. Make sure the fan guard/grill is reinstalled before restoring power. A spinning blade with the guard off is a serious hazard.